Well, aside from the glyphosate, just the nature of what they're doing to the food, you know, the insertion, the alteration, the mutation, I guess, the Frankenfood idea. Is that idea in principle okay with you if we did the proper research, or do you think we're moving in the wrong direction?
I have tremendous doubt about the safety of GMO foods, the actual engineering itself, but it's not as easy for me to prove that they're toxic, that the GMO itself is intrinsically toxic. Other people have done research in that area and have reached the conclusion that really bizarre things could be happening. It's very difficult biology to figure that out. To what extent can those genes maybe get into our genes? What kind of weird things could they do in terms of regulatory influences? Big, big questions that are really difficult to answer. And I mean, I remain sort of agnostic on the degree to which the GMO itself is damaging. I mean, I would not want to eat it. I eat 100% organic when we're at home. Of course, it's harder to do that when you eat out. But I certainly wouldn't want to be eating GMOs if I could avoid them. But I think it's the toxic chemicals that they allow. To me, that's where I've focused my research. And I'm convinced that that is a really serious problem that has been overlooked, for the most part overlooked, even by the research community.